There's an election next week. As in every election, there will be a whole bunch of people eligible to vote for the first time in their entire lives. As you are probably aware, the majority of people who are eligible to vote choose not to do so. That is true of almost every election in this country. I wanted to find out what some of these first-time voters thought about their newly acquired privilege. To this end, I spoke with several high school students in the Milwaukee area. Max Lawton, thanks for coming and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a senior at Nicolet High School.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
18 years old. Yep. So when did you turn 18?
I turned 18 on August 22nd of last year.
Of last year. So you've been 18 for a while. Mm-hmm. That means you can vote.
It does mean I can vote.
Are you planning to vote in the recall election?
I think I am planning to vote in the recall election.
Wait a minute. You think you
are? No, I am. Okay. I am planning to vote in the recall election.
Be pragmatic about this.
I am. Yes.
You are planning to vote.
I am 100% good. Planning to vote in the recall election.
Good, good. Why are you going to vote?
Why am I going to vote? Well, I think it's important to exercise one's civic duty, but beyond that, I think I can make somewhat of an impact with my vote. I like to think, at least, that's the ideal.
Right.
That by voting, I can help to get someone out of power who I don't think should have the power that he has.
Right.
Being Scott Walker.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting about the recall election, because there is a bit of a negative about it.
Yes.
Because it is, I mean, you said get someone out of power,
mm-hmm.
whereas usually when we vote,
That's actually one of the issues I had with the recall campaign was that it was defined on the negation of a person. It wasn't like supporting someone
right.
in place of Walker. It was exclusively about getting this guy out of power, which is a negative campaign. And that's the sort of campaign that results in a candidate who isn't necessarily the people's choice and might end up being a huge waste of state resources, which would be unfortunate.
Right. There is that.
Yeah,
it's cost a lot of money and a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But I think that, talking about the recall election, I think that there are people beyond the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin who are looking at this election to see what comes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will be, what's the good Shakespearean word, a harbinger?
A harbinger, yeah.
Of things to come in the fall.
Yeah.
So this will be the first time you'll actually exercise your right to vote?
Yep.
So you think voting's important? I mean, some of the language you used was somewhat rhetorical, but you think you're exercising your right mm-hmm. to and your responsibility. Do you think of it as a responsibility?
I don't know if I think of it as a responsibility,
okay.
yes. I mean, I think it's a responsibility if there's something you believe in, that you care about, that you view as better than the alternative. But I think if you have the genuine belief, and if you're certain of the belief, that there is absolutely no difference between two candidates, between one path and another,
right?
Then I believe it could send an even stronger message not to vote, and for a large portion of the population to send a message of, we don't really think that this means anything. I think of it in America in terms, especially because right. we've arrived at the point in this two-party capitalist system where really there isn't much of a difference. You need so much money from big corporations to even get to the point where you are a presidential candidate
right.
that it's sort of a game where you can't change anything, because to get to the point where you could change anything, you have to have been vetted by the people who wouldn't want you to change anything. So it's right. like one giant paradox.
So there's these two levels, two stratas of society, those who can afford to participate
exactly.
and those who don't participate. Because the last president was elected, Obama was elected, and it was more people voted then than have voted in a long time. Mm. It was something like 43%.
I bet it's going to go down again, to be honest, this election.
I suspect it will, because a lot of people who were enchanted by that, mm-hmm. by the possibilities, are now very disenchanted.
Yeah, well, and it's going to be interesting.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to vote.
I'm going to vote. I do think there is a genuine difference between Scott Walker and Tom Barrett, and I do think there is a big difference, not as big, though, between Obama and Romney, for example.
Right.
But I ask myself sometimes if Ron Paul were the opposing candidate, I don't think he'll be able to get to that level, because
right.
I wonder if I would vote for him, because foreign policy-wise, I'm totally in line with where he is. But the problem is economically, I think that would cause kind of a crisis. But
well, anybody, I think, is going to cause some kind of a disruption
yeah.
somewhere.
It's a minefield.
Right. It's a minefield. But the point is to vote. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important, even though, and it's good you express this sort of disenfranchisement. And in a way, it is a disenfranchisement or a disenchantment with the process. Because, you know, you can get arrested or given a ticket for not voting in Australia.
Really?
Yeah, you have to vote.
I almost feel like that's the opposite of not being allowed to vote. That becomes the opposite, an authoritarian system in the opposite way.
Right.
Being forced to vote, being forced to make your voice heard, even if it actually doesn't matter.
Right.
And like, it's when people kind of cajole you into voting, or make you feel guilty for not voting, even when you genuinely feel that it doesn't make a difference. And I think it does make a difference most of the time, but I think that it could arrive at a point, and I think it could arrive at a point soon, where I really don't think voting sends the right message.
Max, thanks for talking
to me. Mark, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Jordan Gaines, thank you for coming in.
No problem.
And talking to me. You are at Milwaukee High School of the Arts, correct?
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a 12th grader.
You're?
A 12th grader, a 12th senior.
12th grade, senior. Yeah. Okay, good. So that means you're how old?
18.
You can vote.
Yep.
Are you going to vote?
Yes, I am.
There's a recall election. You're going to vote in that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So do you feel compelled to vote? Do you feel like it's your duty or your responsibility or your a privilege? Or
I absolutely feel like it's my duty and it's my responsibility to vote. I mean, you can't complain about issues if you don't take a stand in trying to move a hand in one way or another.
Right.
So I feel like in order to have an opinion, I should vote. What better way to express my opinion than to vote?
It's the way it's the way a democracy works, such as ours.
Absolutely.
We get to choose the people who manage our government.
Yes.
So do your teachers talk about vote? Do you get influenced to vote, do you think, by your teachers?
Well, I don't know if it's so much influence. I think they try to educate us the best way they know how on the different issues so that we can make the most educated decision when it comes to voting, so that we just don't vote for people because that's who our parents are voting for, that we make our own decisions.
Great.
And so I think, yeah, they do.
So they just help you
yeah.
realize that you've got to think all the way around
yes.
the issue. Do you feel as though this recall election is an important one? I mean, when did you turn 18?
In May. So
in
just
May.
Last
so
month.
So
yeah.
you just, you're like, wow, right
yeah.
straight out of the egg just hatched and you're there.
Yeah.
And this is one that you wouldn't ordinarily get to vote in. Do you feel like it's an important one?
Definitely. I feel like this one is more important than the presidential election because this is an election that directly affects me. I live in Wisconsin, so whatever decision is made, this one will affect me. I'm going to like Madison, so that's Wisconsin Public School, so this is going to have a big effect
right.
on me.
Right. And you plan on spending the rest of your life in this state?
Yes.
Most of it anyway?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so it does affect you. It's right there.
Yeah.
More important than the presidential election, but I would say, not to be argumentative, but I would say that the presidential election is pretty important, too, because there's a man in office now running against another man, and that 4 years of how the federal government responds to the economy as it is and to all the other the things across the world that are happening
mm-hmm.
is going to affect you pretty strongly, too.
Yes, it definitely will.
Right.
I just feel like here it's going to affect me more directly.
Right. Do you sense in your school, in High School of the Arts, do you sense that that most of the people your age that are just coming of age and able to vote are going to vote and are passionate about it?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Last year when there was a lot of craziness going on with Scott Walker, we ended up having a school walkout and we had a rally around our school for about 3 hours. So I definitely think my classmates are passionate
right.
and we support our teachers and we support this state and we want things to happen that will be in the best interest of us.
Of the state. Oh, that's
yes.
good. That's good. It's good because when I started doing these talking to high school students about it, I expected to get a handful of people that would say, nah, it doesn't have anything to do with me. All they
yeah.
do is yappy, yappy, yap at each other, and it doesn't affect me. But what I'm finding is that most people are really consider this a duty, but also a privilege to be able to vote because it does so directly affect your life.
Most definitely.
Good. Thank you for coming in and talking to me.
No problem.
And have fun in the polling booth next. It's not scary. I don't know where you poll, where you vote, but some places they used to like pull a curtain all the way around you
Aww.
So nobody can see you. I don't know if they do that there. It's different every place.
Yeah.
But consider and draw that line really clearly.
Okay.
Thanks, Jordan.
No problem. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Ellen Seller, thanks for coming in to talking to me. Are you, you're a student, I take it?
I am.
A high school student?
At Pewaukee High School.
At Pewaukee High School?
Yep.
In Pewaukee?
Yep.
Which is in
Waukesha County.
What year are you?
I'm a senior.
A senior, which makes you how old?
18.
When did you turn 18?
Since September, I've been 18.
You've been 18 since September.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 18, which means that you can vote.
I can, yes.
And there's an election for you to vote in next week.
Right.
Are you going to vote?
I plan on it.
Do you?
I do.
Good. Are you looking forward to it?
I am looking forward to it, actually.
You're not just saying that.
No, I'm not.
You really are.
I really am. Because I actually haven't voted yet.
So this is the first time you get to vote.
Right.
So there was a primary election, and you were old enough to vote, but you didn't vote in it.
I didn't, for a number of reasons.
Okay.
Why? I didn't feel like I was well-informed enough about, and I just didn't want to vote to vote.
Right.
I don't really feel like that's the way to treat the system.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. Sure. I mean, I won't disagree with you, but I could disagree with you because do you think of it as a duty to vote?
I do.
Okay, because if it's a duty to vote, then to a certain extent, it is a duty to inform yourself.
To be informed, I agree.
But even if you make, I know I've voted for many, many years, but I've voted and not knowing who I'm voting for, just voted just to vote,
just to
enter myself into the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I won't disagree with you, but I think, I understand your thinking, and it's probably there's more integrity in your thinking than in mine. But I'm glad you're voting, and I'm glad you think of it as a duty. I tend to think of it also as a privilege,
yes.
Almost. Is the school in Pewaukee a good school?
It is. It's a great school.
It's a great school. Do you think that most of your peers are going to vote?
I wouldn't go as far as to say most, but I think a significant number will.
Right. Are you going to go to college next year?
I am.
Do you know where you're going to go to college?
I'm going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Madison. So you're pretty smart.
Sure.
You have to be pretty smart to get into Madison. I know that. Do you know what you're going to study?
I actually think I'm going to major in political science and minor in history with the hopes of eventually going to law school.
So being a political science major, if you think it's kind of a no-brainer that you're going to vote and that you're involved in the system.
Exactly.
Do you think of yourself as having a future in politics?
I'm not 1,000% positive that I want to go into politics, but I do think that my career will involve being involved in the political system.
Right. So do you think that you're going to work for one candidate or another in this upcoming fall presidential election?
I would love to get involved with the election.
They're looking for people. I don't have the number right now, but they'll find you. They need volunteers. And it's a great experience to go to make phone calls, to go out door to door. And do you feel any urge as a young voter to get the rest of your demographic to vote?
I mean, I do.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole lot of people who are just turning 18 in this last year who will be voting for the first time. And I would suspect that a lot of them might, having witnessed the conversations going on between the Republican candidates for president over the last year, I don't know. I would think that might turn some people off from the whole process. Do you see that?
I have observed that attitude in some of my peers, actually.
So take it, I urge you, as your elder, I urge you to take it as your personal responsibility to get everybody in your class to vote.
I will try.
Good.
I will make an effort.
And I'm going to be counting. I'll be taking names. No, I won't be. I'm kidding. But I think that's a good project.
That would be, yeah, definitely.
You're not allowed, in my son's high school, you're not allowed to wear T-shirts that encourage people to vote in one way or another. Do you know about that in Pewaukee?
I don't know. I know that people have campaigned in our school before.
Oh, they have? Oh, okay.
Some people have very strong opinions in our school. I'm not sure if it was allowed, but I know it's happened.
Okay, good.
So,
well, it's, I mean, and about this recall election, it's mm-hmm. very divisive. I mean,
yes.
They say that there are no people who haven't made up their mind.
Right,
in
exactly.
These, in the polls that they do leading up to this. Everybody has an opinion.
I think that it's interesting that our teachers are forbidden to share their opinions on this just because of the sensitive nature towards them.
I suppose, and I guess it's probably a good idea because teachers can be seen as being very influential.
And biased also
And well, if they have an opinion, they want to, you know, vote this way. But it is interesting that they have to keep mum about their personal preferences.
Mm-hmm. And it was just this election, I think, that was really pushed. The policy was really strictly enforced in our school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to ask this of anybody, but I'm going to ask you because I'm curious. Who are you going to vote for?
I support Scott Walker.
You support Scott Walker?
I do.
Okay. Do your parents support Scott Walker?
No. My mom's a teacher, actually.
So. Oh, okay.
So, no.
So what do you think about the very fact that there is a recall election? Because there's some, I think there's a good debate about whether there should be a recall election or not. I mean, do we get to change our mind a year? Yes, only a year into somebody's tenure?
I think that it's a great process and it's good that it's being exercised.
Okay.
It's just part of a democracy. I mean, I think that it's good that the people have expressed themselves and have put this movement forward. I think that if we have a problem with our government, we should say something about it. Even though I support Walker, I like the process that I'm glad that we care enough to do something like this.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it is part of the process. It's legal. Mm-hmm. And he's, as far as we know, he hasn't committed any crime.
Right.
But there are enough people dissatisfied with the performance that we get to sort of have another vote.
Yeah, I think it's cool that we're so passionate about
politics
in Wisconsin.
Good. Thank you. Eric Shavla, welcome. Thanks for coming to talk to me.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
That's all right. You are, what year in school are you now?
I'm a senior.
A senior at?
Rufus King High School.
Is it IB Rufus
King? It is. It is Rufus King IB.
And what's the IB stand for?
International Baccalaureate. It's a program similar to AP.
Okay.
But it's international. So
So you can go to school anywhere.
Yeah, there's IB schools all over the world, and they all take IB tests. And so our scores are compared to students internationally.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So if you're a senior, that means you're 18, I suspect.
Yes, that's right.
When did you turn 18?
I turned 18 in September.
Last September.
Yes.
So you're able to vote in this recall election coming up.
And I have registered to vote.
And you've registered already. Yes. Oh, good. Because you can register on the day you vote, but you went ahead and register. Mm-hmm. So it's important to you?
Absolutely. I think it's a combination of having been told by my parents and some innate knowledge myself of the fact that if you don't vote, then you have no right to complain about the social or economic conditions in which you live.
Right.
And this is a particularly important election for me.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the presidential election in the fall and this recall election at the beginning of June. The next 4 to 8 years of your life are going to be...
That's right.
Right.
Profoundly affected by this.
Right. And they're the most important years in terms of formation of what your future's going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. That's good you take it that seriously. It's true.
It's serious business, right.
Now, do you get the sense that most of the kids your age feel that way, or are you unique and weird and a unicorn?
I think most of my friends feel the same way. As certainly my friends that I go to school with, because we've all seen the effects firsthand. So we've all had really firsthand exposure to the sort of divisive energy that's been I think has been sort of put forward.
And you probably are able to feel some of the cuts in education and the, some would say, I would say, assault on the rights of teachers, collective bargaining rights, etc.
And I think unanimously our teachers don't support Walker.
Right.
So So, I mean, we're certainly exposed to it daily in the classroom.
Right. So are you going to work in any way? Or just, you're going to vote. You're going to show up and vote. But are you going to, do you think you might work, say, in the fall election? Do you think you might work and campaign for any particular candidate? Or
sure. I think.
I'm not asking for volunteers.
Well,
but.
Right. Of course. I went door to door with a guy named Daniel Reamer. For state assembly, he's a graduate of King, and he has a lot of his political outlook and a lot of his rhetoric is about sort of stymieing this divisiveness of Walker and that business. I supported him, and I was very, very happy to do that. It may be a little hard, you know, just logistically with school and whatnot,
sure.
But I would love to. Yeah,
right, yeah. Right. Good. It's good to hear that you're excited about it and interested in it, because I think it could go the other way for young people your age, where there's been so much divisiveness, so much ridiculous political talk over the last year with the Republican campaign, presidential campaign that was sort of a circus, that you could very easily lose heart and say, well, it's got nothing to do with me.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And I mean, political paralysis has been such an issue in this country, I think. In some ways, it seems to me that the issue with the presidency is that whoever the president is, he can't get anything passed because of the, you know.
Because
there's so much division.
Roadblock there,
And yeah, I'd imagine that for some people my age, it is really discouraging to see that. And, you know, it's I guess the idea would be, what can I do? What can I really do to affect the outcome?
Is anybody really listening?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, your attitude, I think, is much healthier, and hopefully a lot of people will turn out. Yeah. Thanks for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Laura Tuzinski?
Yes.
Welcome. Thanks for coming in and talking to me.
My pleasure.
You're a student. What year?
I'm a senior. I go to Divine Savior Holy Angels High School.
Divine Savior Holy Angels.
Yep.
I always loved that name. Divine Savior Holy Angels. It's like it's got all the bases covered.
Well, it used to be two schools, but yes.
Okay, so it used to be Divine Savior and Holy Angels.
Holy Angels, yes.
Okay. And they go, well, I like it that they kept all the names.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a senior,
mm-hmm.
which means you're, and I know it's not polite, but you're 18?
Yes.
When did you turn 18?
I turned 18 in February.
February, okay. So you're old enough to vote.
Yes.
Are you going to?
Yes.
You
are going to vote in the recall election.
In the recall election. Did you vote in the primary?
I didn't. I didn't get the chance.
Okay. That's all right. It was probably a foregone conclusion.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But the recall obviously is not.
Mm-hmm.
So do you take it as a responsibility, a duty, could you characterize what voting is to you in any way?
It's definitely a responsibility to me because, well, I'm 18 and we don't usually have the highest voter turnout at my age group. And I think we need to be represented because we're given the chance. And there's so many people around the world who don't have the right to vote and decide what's going to go on in their country. So that we do, it's just a great opportunity.
Right. And so you think that actually that your vote counts? You have some,
yes.
I mean, it does, it
yes.
does decide.
Yes.
Are you planning, and you're planning to vote in the presidential election in the fall?
Yes.
It's kind of an important, I mean, it's kind of an important year for you because you're going to be making a decision and I believe probably that your age group is going to be a big, what do they call it in politics, a big voting block?
I'm not sure.
It's going to be an important vote, the youth vote, in the presidential and in this recall election. And it's important because it's going to determine the next 4 years of your life are probably the most formative, not in terms of personality, but in terms of your economic well-being.
Definitely.
In a lot of ways. So it's a big vote.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you think, do you get your political ideas and do you get a lot of input from your parents about voting?
Well, my parents encourage me to vote, but they don't force their political ideas on me. They kind of, we talk about it sometimes, but not in a way that they are trying to sway me to their opinions or not.
Just a good dialogue.
Yeah.
Do you feel at school an encouragement to participate in the process, in the democratic process?
Yes. They always talk about voting. We actually have a class, AP Government and Politics. I took that class.
Oh, yeah?
So, and especially in that class, in the history classes, they are always like, okay, 18-year-olds, like, get ready
good.
To vote.
So they make you hear it. Do you get the sense that your class, your age group, is not excited, maybe asking too much, but interested and excited about voting? Or are there people who feel like it doesn't matter, it doesn't affect me?
Well, there are definitely people who are apathetic about it and right. who don't really care or don't really have a formed opinion, so they don't think that their vote would really matter because they don't really know who to vote for.
Right. And listening to these politicians can be a little bit...
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a little
boring.
Difficult. Yeah. Well, and it's difficult sometimes to determine what's actually true because there's so many things being thrown at you from the politicians right. themselves and from the media, and you just don't really know
right.
what's true and what isn't sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard to really sift it out, and yeah. and you sort of have to. I always just end up going with, you know, whether I like the guy's hair or not. No, not really, but on an instinct. Well, congratulations on being old enough to vote and take part in the process. You'll be able to drink soon.
Yes.
You can go to war now.
I could. I could get... Well, I don't have to register for it because I'm a girl. Register for the draft.
Oh, that's right. You
yeah,
don't.
So.
Right. It's totally volunteer for you.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking to me, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Tommy Schaefer, thank you for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
You... Where do you go to school?
Pewaukee High School.
Pewaukee High School. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, so that means you're how many years old?
I'm 17, 18 on June 1st.
You'll be 18 on June 1st. Oh, perfect. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
18, that means you can't get a drink still.
I can't.
But you can go to war.
I can.
And you can vote.
Yes.
Were you aware
maybe.
Of that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
I think so.
Do you think you're going to vote?
Definitely.
Good. Because there's an election, a recall election, mm-hmm. where we're going to mm-hmm. change the governor, possibly, or maybe not change the governor, just this coming week, right after your birthday. Are you excited about being able to vote? I mean, excited is because you've got to be cool because you're 18, so you just have to be cool all the time. So I don't mean like excited, jumping up and down. But is it, what do you think of it? Is it a privilege, or is it a responsibility, or is it a duty?
I think it's all three of those things.
Okay.
There wasn't an
all of the above.
Well.
No, that could be, I'm kidding. It could be all three of those things. Okay, good.
Well, it's definitely something that's really important, and I think, I mean, I've been watching politics. It's something I've definitely been interested in.
Okay.
So being able to finally participate and put my two cents in is something that's definitely cool.
Good. That's good to hear. So Pewaukee's in Waukesha County?
It is, yep.
What does it feel like to you that the temper of the electorate is in Waukesha County?
I think...
I'm asking you to be a commentator now.
Yeah. People do really care about politics. It's a topic of discussion that does come up, and a lot of people have strong opinions. But I don't know if that translates as well into the high schoolers voting.
And, okay.
Because I know that there's people who have strong opinions, like I said, and their parents have those same opinions a lot of times.
Right.
But I don't think that they go out and vote when they can. And I think that's interesting, is that they have these convictions but don't go out of their way to implement them.
To really put them in. Yeah. They like a good argument.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting thing, too, and something I want to ask you. Do you feel like you get your political leanings or opinions from your parents, or is it a result of a dialogue between your teachers or from what you read?
I think most of it is what I read. I mean, I watch the news and I read a lot of articles about politics, and I try to keep myself informed, and I think that I do share some of my opinions with my parents and with my classmates, and I think I pull from all of those places. But
do you think are you an unusual student in that you watch the news and
yeah
read?
I do think I am,
right.
in that I think a lot of people just listen to what their parents have to say, at the dinner table right. here and there and don't really go out and look for themselves. And I think that
right.
I don't think that's the best way for them to do that. But
do happens. Your teachers encourage you to think about it? I mean, are your teachers talking about this upcoming recall election?
They don't talk about it much. I don't think they... That's something that they're...
I wonder if they're prohibited from
I think that's something that's frowned upon if it's not prohibited right. to... I mean, I have a government class where we do a little bit of talking about that, but anything other than that, and that's just very minor in itself, too. So right. I don't think my teachers really have a huge impact on that. I don't. Right. And I think that's a good thing to keep those that separate.
It probably is. It probably is, although it's also... If you're just talking about voting... per se, and if you mm-hmm. can keep the partisan politics out of it and yeah. just talk about the participation in the participatory democracy, which is what we live in, supposedly, then I'd think in a government class and I'd think throughout, I would want there to be an encouragement of anybody turning 18, anybody who can vote, to get out to vote. Yeah. You know, in some countries, I think Australia, you have to vote. It's the law that you have to vote. You get a ticket if you don't vote.
I didn't know that.
And in many countries, most countries, the percentage of people who are able to vote gets to be as high as like 60, 70, 80%. And in this country, less than half the people who are eligible to vote actually do vote. It's crazy.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's wrong, isn't it?
Especially in I think it's interesting how America is a country that's very proud of its government.
Yeah.
And that it has such a low turnout is very interesting.
Yeah, and nobody wants to do anything about it. But we're happy to complain.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you're going to vote. it's like a birthday present almost. You get to vote. They wouldn't ordinarily have this election in the middle, in the beginning of June, but you turn 18, you can vote, and 4 days later...
I'm going to.
You'll be doing it.
Yeah.
Way to go. Thanks for coming and talking to me.